T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It is one of the best sports days of the year.
Definitely one of the best of the year. And I'm not even a college basketball fan, and it's one of the
best
of the year.
Right. I think that's what makes it even more special. Like, even if you're not, like, a big fan, you know what today is. Now, you will have, I will say, Joe, there is a group of people who get upset today. That group includes those who get really mad that their soap operas are not on in the afternoon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the coworkers that don't care about sports that are working by themselves today because everyone else called in sick.
That's also probably true, to be quite honest with you. But there are people who will be calling CBS local affiliates around the country today, starting at around noon until 2, 3 o'clock, saying, where are my soap operas today? Yeah. That happens every year. And then, of course, the other part of it is, it's now on, like, these stations you can't find, right? Like, True TV. What is True TV? We gotta find True TV on our channels, right? We gotta know and tell everybody where True TV is every year.
Yep.
I don't even know. I find it, but I don't even know what number it is. I just know that I go to one area where, like, the 40s or 50s. Oh, there it is. Oh, 70s. I don't know.
What, you're not a big Impractical Jokers fan?
I have watched it.
Is that not the only show that's on True TV? I'm convinced. I know it's probably wrong. I'm convinced Impractical Jokers just plays 24/7 on True TV for 350 days a year, and then the other 15 days are the NCAA tournament. That's it. That's all they do, actually, over there.
Don't they have a guy named Sal on there?
They do. Yeah, one of the Jokers, I guess you would say. His name is Sal. Yeah, probably one of the most famous Sals.
Probably exactly right. Who's the most famous Sal? That's today, with the NCAA tournament is tipping off. Can't say kicking off. It's tipping off. That's what they do today. And it's going to be happening, what? Right. So the 12, coverage 15. Starts usually right around noon. And then, right, the first game, though, isn't until a few minutes after that. So they set it up.
Yes. Yep.
And the first game today is going to be Michigan State against Mississippi State. Actually, a really good one to start with. 9 versus 8, 8 versus 9. It's not too long ago, Joe, where, like, one side of the bracket always played on the same day, and then the other side played on a different day, and they rotated. They don't do that anymore. Now it's these pods where you could have one group of the East bracket playing today where another group in the East bracket plays tomorrow, right? Because they do these pods where they actually put teams in different cities based on location, and that therefore it messes up the time. So there's been a lot of different ways that they've kind of morphed this thing. But at the end of the day, going back to what you said, it's the NCAA tournament. It starts today. And even if you're a casual fan, I think in some capacity, many, 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 many people listening who know nothing about college basketball have entered in some sort of bracket contest.
Yes, we're all experts now. We're all experts in a sport that we've watched. Maybe you're a fan and you've watched a bunch, or you're like me who's watched very little, and I feel way too overly confident about my bracket. Come on, first perfect one ever. It's going to happen this year.
You should. I will tell you, my mom does not know anything about college basketball, and she has definitely done well in bracket contests over the years. My wife, she follows a little bit with me. She watches. She knows some of the ACC teams and who the better teams are, but she has done well in bracket contests just because she picks on whatever she decides to pick on. So that's kind of the way it flows a little bit. I have a bracket contest. And you know what? I don't mind telling everybody on the air because I'm getting paid nothing to do it. I'm doing it out of the goodness and fun of my heart, Joe. So I have a bracket contest at CBSSports.com. If people want to go there and sign up. And I am personally going to give the top two finishers a gift card to the NCAA shop, $50. How about that? I just want to do it because I want to have fun with people, with listeners. And you can go there. And if you don't know about it, you can go to my X feed at Sal Sports. And I have a video with a link to it from a couple days ago. And just click it. And you had to set up a password. I wanted to make it just free and public. You had to set up a password. The password is Buffalo. Capital B, if that matters. So if you want to go and join my bracket contest, go right ahead. The only problem is you have 2 hours and 5 minutes to fill out your bracket.
Yes.
2 hours. And I'm looking, Joe. There's 90 people that have signed up so far in this bracket contest I created. Again, free to join and not sponsored, not doing anything other than just want to have fun with listeners. And if you want to go there and do it, I'm looking like not, I got to see exactly how many are left. But out of the like 90 I looked at last night, I would say a good 20 still said incomplete. So those people. So yeah, my thought is now, do I just like, what do I do with them? I just can leave them there, or do I just kind of use the manager tool to kick them out? I have no idea.
I might just leave them until. Okay. Well, but we'll see. Hopefully, you'd think they.
It'll say 0 points anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then you would hope that they would get it filled by then. Do you do different brackets if you're in different groups, or do you do one bracket for everything?
I have done different brackets. I generally these days, and I don't do a lot. I'm in a couple of them this year, and it's the same one. I just fill out the same bracket, and I just submit it. And whatever happens, happens.
I
don't want to go through. I have done that based on, which is a good discussion I'm going to bring up in a minute, based on scoring system, because that matters.
Okay. In terms of like how much you get value for picks early on versus like late, if you pick the champion.
Correct.
Yeah, that can correct. All be very different.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I think it's really interesting. I actually did research on this. If you want to enter my bracket contest, it's totally free. Register and enter. I don't know if they lock it at like 100 entries. I'm not really sure, but it was like 90 or 89 last I looked, and it's at CBSSports.com, and it's called Sal Sports. You can put your entry in there. Buffalo's the password, and I just want to have fun with listeners so we can, you know, if you win, I'll, you know, tell everybody, hey, this is who's winning on the air, and we'll just have some fun with it. So go check it out today. You have about 2 hours left to fill that out. So I wanted to create like the best scoring system. I don't know what that is, and I've been in different ones over the years. What I don't like is I don't like when you just give so many points to the champion. It really kind of takes away from doing the work in the early rounds. I enjoy picking some upsets and saying, look, you should be rewarded for picking an upset that nobody else did. You should be rewarded for having a Cinderella team where no one else did. Because if you just make the champion worth, you know, 50 points, it doesn't matter if you did that. Then just go chalk. Who cares, right?
Right. I guess I don't even really know what the format is in the groups that I'm currently in. Although now I'm looking and I'm like the brackets I'm in, and I guess this would kind of be the default setting at a lot of these sites is so in the first round, if you get a correct pick, that's only 1 point per correct pick versus you pick the national champion. If you get that right, that's 32. So you'd have to pick 32 correct first-round games for the equivalent of picking the national champion. Although,
right,
you know, like the odds, there might be some fairness in that, right? Like, what's harder, picking out of 64 teams the national champion or getting half of the first round right? Because that really would be what 32 points is. If you get half, 32 out of 64, you've gained as many points as if you pick the national champion.
Right. And you should, but now you should obviously be rewarded for picking the national champion in some way. I mean, that's it's a tough deal. They have to win, six games, right, to get there. And, right, you go from 64 to 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2. Yeah, 16.
Yeah, 16. Anyway, 16 games to be the champion,
you got to do that. In some cases, 7 if you play in the play-in game. So what I've done, Joe, is here's how I've broken it down. I did research on this a couple nights ago and said, what is the best scoring method? And I actually read a whole bunch of different people on what they like, what they don't like, and there's some algorithms. Of course there are, because there are algorithms and analytics on this stuff all the time for anything now. There are actually analytics on what works best if you want to evenly space out the best way to do it. Okay. Have you ever heard of Fibonacci sequence?
Yes. Although, yeah, give me like my brain like a second to get the gears rolling here because I know what that is, but it's just not coming to the forefront right now.
You'll remember it when I start to tell you.
I'm sure. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
The Fibonacci sequence is when every two numbers add up to the next number.
Right. Okay.
So if you start with one,
yep,
and go to two, the next one's three. Then 2 + 3 = 5.
Yeah.
Then 3 + 5 = 8.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually how people who've done this research on the NCAA tournament scoring for brackets have said is probably the fairest way to do it.
Okay.
And I said, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So that's how my scoring is done. However, I threw a wrinkle in because I told you I also really think you should be rewarded for upsets. So I do the Fibonacci scoring sequence. You get 2 points, then 3 points, then 5, then 3 + 5 = 8, mm-hmm. then 5 + 8 = 13, and so on. I also am giving in my bracket, I think this is, you tell me what you think about this. You also get the number of points for whatever seed you chose to win if they do every single round. If you choose a 1 seed and they win, you get an extra 1 point. If you choose a 10 seed to win, you get an extra 10 points.
Okay. All right. So you are weighting it to make sure that someone just doesn't go chalk. Let me pick all the higher seeds. Let me pick all the favorites and just
you can.
You could, but you
can do that, but you're only going to get 1 point or 2 points every time those teams win, which is fine because somebody who picked an upset might get 0 points.
Right. But you're asking, I mean, really, like the reason I think you're kind of forcing, you know, you can't just pick the favorites every time and be lame about that. Because if you do that, like, you're probably not going to win. Someone, if you're in a large enough group, like, someone's going to get an upset pick right. And, okay, one team got a 12 seed right, and you, like, look at all, you need to have so much more go right for you than that person because they're starting mm-hmm. so far ahead of you. And when you have, if you have 20, 30 people in a group, at least, even, like, again, someone is going to get a double-digit seed right. And I feel like you're kind of not, you have no chance if you go chalk. So I kind of like that. You're forcing the hand of, you know, of some, like, be a little bold. Like, come on, like, who do you think? Who's your upset pick?
So, you know what, really, it's the 8-9 and the 7-10 games that really get you here. Like, that, those are so weighty now.
Yeah.
Because so, there a bunch of people are getting an extra 8 points. And half, I would say, let's say half and half, 8 and 9, right? You usually get half and half. Half the people are getting an extra 8. Half the people are getting nothing if, when the 8 wins. And if the 9 wins, half of them are getting 9 points, half are getting nothing. So those it makes those games much more, you know, harder to pick. But also, it really kind of rewards you for saying, you know what? I'm taking that 12 this year. I got a 12 going 2 rounds. I'm getting an extra 24 points if that happens. Well, that's true. But if you went with a 5 seed, you got an extra 10 points. If that happens and you're out the other points. So that's how I've done it. That's at CBSSports.com. The bracket is Sal Sports, and then you can enter password Buffalo and just having some fun with listeners who want to get on that today. If you'd want to jump on, you have a couple hours to fill out your bracket. We have a really cool show planned for you today for a lot of different reasons. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, and Josh Schmidt is going to be a part of the show today. He's our producer. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Joe, in the second hour of today's show, we are going to talk with a rules analyst from footballzebras.com, Ben Ostro. We're going to talk about the new rules that are being implemented by the NFL, that are proposed at least. There are a whole bunch of them. Have you looked at the new rules proposals? Have you looked them over a little bit?
I have, yeah. Kickoffs, the hip drop tackle, I think, is going to be a big thing, right?
Yes.
Beyond that, from the top of my head, there was review stuff right at the end of the final 2 minutes for penalties. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
So we're going to have Ben Ostro on at the top of the next hour at 11:05. We're going to go over the rules proposals. That will be on the table. All of them will be at the NFL annual league meetings, otherwise known as the owners meetings, coming up starting Sunday. I'll be in Orlando for that. We're going to hear from Brandon Bean Sunday evening. We'll hear from Sean McDermott and the rest of the AFC coaches on Monday morning. We'll have full coverage for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550 all next week. But one of the big things every year is the playing rules proposals that the competition committee brings forth. And of course, Sean McDermott is now on the competition committee. At 11:30, Joe, we got to find out what's up with this weather. We put the Patrick Hamer bat signal out. He's joining us at 11:30 today. Okay. We got to find out what's up with this weather, dude.
You know what's funny about that? That is so funny because I did not know that. My wife asked me yesterday, hey, when's the next time you're having Pat Hamer on? Because she wants to know what the weather might be for the eclipse. And to see like an early look of, are we going to be okay? Clear skies, because clouds would be very disappointing that day. And that's coming up in just a couple weeks now.
I will not be here for the eclipse. I am very bummed. But I'll be in Australia. So I don't even know if I can see the eclipse in Australia. I don't think so. It's like different, completely different side of the world, right? But I mean, of course, I'm not going to complain that I'll be in Australia in any sense, but I really want to see the eclipse. Of course I do. But I was texting back and forth with Hamer last night about this. He's like, oh man, I wish you could see the eclipse. Honestly, it's like, this is the, Buffalo is the place in the world to see it best. There's no doubt about it. But that said, like you said, what if it comes to that day and it's overcast or rainy? That's going to really stink. What I am actually more interested in, Joe, than the eclipse maybe, might be how many people are coming to Buffalo. Like, it is going to be insane. I've seen projections and read projections. Like, hundreds of thousands of people could be coming to Buffalo to see this eclipse.
Oh, yeah. It's not even just Buffalo. I saw, let me pull it up because I want to get the number right. I saw an estimate for Niagara Falls that I think was in, I think, if I'm remembering right, was in the millions of people that are expecting to try to go to Niagara Falls for the eclipse. Like, that would be, I guess, the landscape you would want to, if you were going to see it, the eclipse with anything, it would be the falls, which sounds like a crazy amount of people. Again, I'm going to double check that was the number I heard, but I feel like I remember seeing something like that.
Yeah, that to me is a big part of this. Like, how many people are coming to our city here, what it's going to be like. I really hope it is great weather. You know what happens in Buffalo, right? This happens anytime there's a tent pole sporting event, which, by the way, that's a new term for me. When we heard about tent pole event for the NHL and the arena, there's going to be a tent pole event. I'm like, all right, I guess that's what they call these things. A tent pole sporting event, anytime we have one here, the draft. Remember a few years ago, when the NCAA tournament came to Buffalo, you and I, was it the same one? Was it, you and I did a show downtown. I don't know if it was that one or I think it was the previous time we had a major, and I mean major snowstorm, Joe. Do you remember that one? There was a major snowstorm, like the day, Vern Lundquist was in town, I remember.
Was this the last one? The last one that it was here?
It might have been. I think it was the time before that, though.
Okay, that I don't remember that well then, I don't think.
I don't think we had a major snowstorm maybe one of the days we did. I don't know, but it was, but you know what happens, right? People come to Buffalo, and if that happens, you get the normal and reaction of, you see, Buffalo always snows, always cold. Yeah, it was 72 degrees here March 4th, right? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Then it doesn't always snow. It's not always cold, but right now it is. That's why I'm hoping we do have good weather, obviously, because, A, you want people to see the eclipse. But, Joe, I just want people to come to Buffalo and not say, oh, my God, the weather sucks. And it's going to be on every blogosphere everywhere.
Oh, if a million. By the way, it was a Toronto Star report, so this might even just be for the Canadian side, that Niagara Falls was expecting over 1 million people. If 1 million people show up to Niagara Falls and the weather's bad, that's you know, not going to be great for weather PR locally.
That's right. Wow. Well, let's hope it all works out. And that will be April 8th is the eclipse. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we could ask Hamer like what the projection is right now. But as he always tells us, that's a little bit far out.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We'll check on that. I'm also going to ask him what it's going to be like in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. I have no idea what to expect. I've been looking at the weather app. It looks like it's very much like Florida-ishy weather, which is great because it's hot. But like there's rain every day in the forecast. And I have no idea. You know how when you go to Florida, you've been there, that every day it's going to rain for like an hour in the afternoon, right?
Yes, yes. And it's going to be as muggy as humanly possible. Is that the same as Australia? I don't know that.
I have no idea. I'm going to find that out when Pat Hammer comes on at 11:30 today. Ben Ostro at 11:05 a.m. After we take a break and we come back, we are going to play a game. And Jeremy has given us the license to do it because he created Thanksgiving Survivor and Christmas Survivor and all these Survivor games that we play here. We're going to do March Madness Survivor. How it's going to work is Joe and Josh and me, and we started with Jeremy with one pick. We're going to go around, and each one of us is going to, one by one, eliminate a team playing today in the NCAA tournament for whatever reason we want. Joe, you could eliminate a team because you don't like their coach. You could eliminate a team because you have an ex-girlfriend who went to school there when you were younger. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, you can eliminate the team. And the rest of us can be mad that you eliminated that team because of whatever reason. But the bottom line is, at the end, we're going to eliminate 31 teams because 32 play today. We're going to eliminate 31 teams playing today only.
Uh-huh.
And me and you and Josh will have one team that we have a consensus to root for today.
All right. All right. I like it. We're going to
That's
get
how it's
one
gonna
team.
Work.
We better be
one team.
Responsible. With these
we have to be responsible. How that's right. How we pick it, and we can tell you, I don't want to root for this team. It's a 16. It's not going to win.
Yeah.
What joy is that? Right.
Right.
It could be whatever reason you want to choose to eliminate. We are going to do that on. You've heard of Survive in Advance.
Mm-hmm.
This is just simply Survivor for the NCAA tournament. And then tomorrow we'll try and do the other 32 teams. We'll get. Let's see how it goes today. And then tomorrow we'll do the other 32 teams who are playing because you do have 16 games today, 32 teams, the NCAA tournament, the Bills signed Mike Edwards yesterday. We'll touch on that. The Sabres play tonight at the Edmonton Oilers. That's obviously a big game for them as they stay out west.
In fact, before we take a timeout, because it'll be fun coming up next segment, speaking of Mike Edwards, Adam Kaplan of Pro Football Network and SiriusXM NFL is reporting that Edwards' deal is 1 year, $2.8 million, and it can go up to four.
I'll take it.
Very, very, very inexpensive to sign Mike Edwards.
That is Jordan Poyer money. Isn't that what Poyer basically signed for?
That's right. Yep. He signed for 1 year, $2 million, and there probably was incentives for his deal, too. So, yeah, basically they signed him for the same amount of money as Jordan Poyer, and he's 6 years younger?
Yeah. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. NCAA March Madness Survivor when we come back here on the Extra Point Show, the Northtown Extra Point Show on WGR. Rules at the top of the next hour. Ben Ostro joins us from Football Zebras, and then Pat Hammer on what is up with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Weather going on right now today, all on the Extra Point Show. All right, here we go. You've heard of Survive in Advance. Well, we just have Survivor. This is NCAA, March Madness, NCAA Tournament, whatever, Survivor. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Jody Biasi, and Josh Schmidt. We're all going to do this. Jeremy White actually started us off. So here's how the game is going to work. There are 32 teams playing today in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
16 games. Only teams today are teams in our Survivor contest. Tomorrow we can do the 32 other teams that are playing in the first round. I still call it the first round. I don't care what anybody else calls it. I don't care what the official name is. It's the first round today.
I think it is back to being officially the first
Good.
Round. But there was a stupid five-year period where they tried to pretend that this was the second round. Yeah.
How ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to start and go around. And I think I did this correctly mathematically. I actually wanted you to be the person to have the final call, Joe. I wanted you to be like, when there's two left, you got to eliminate one to come up with a consensus, okay?
Okay.
So I think mathematically, the way it works is since we have 31 teams remaining, since Jeremy already eliminated Dayton, I'm going to start. And then we'll go to Josh and then you. I think that's how it's got to go. But either way, we can pivot as we go. And I reserve the right to pivot if we have to do that, okay? All right. So Jeremy has already eliminated Dayton.
Dayton
is out. We can't root for Dayton today. All right. And Jeremy, for whatever reason, he wanted to eliminate Dayton. That's what he did. What was it? What was the reason?
He said,
because they beat Syracuse in the tournament.
They beat Syracuse in the tournament, which was not the reason I would have picked them, which is I hate the first four, and the first four is always in Dayton.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good. You guys both actually picked the same team. All right.
Yep.
I'm going to start off with a whale. I'm going to start with a big one here. I'm going to eliminate North Carolina. I'm tired of North Carolina. They ACC, blue blood. Who wants to see North Carolina advance all the time except North Carolina fans, right?
Right.
I mean, I have nothing against specifically like the school itself, but I'm tired of getting all the love for North Carolina when, look, Syracuse beat you this year, all right? Syracuse beat North Carolina. I don't even think they are good enough to win the national championship. They'll probably win today, but I'm not going to root for them today. So I am eliminating North Carolina.
All right.
Coming in hot with
Josh,
a big
you're up.
One. That's
yes.
Interesting. I'm going to go a little off the board here. I'm going to eliminate BYU simply because I do not like Zach Wilson. And that's
Does BYU play today?
They do. They play the second game, 12:40 against Duquesne.
Okay, good. Whew, good. Good. Okay, good. I missed them on my sheet. Thank you.
They were
Thank
on
you.
My board, too, because they always have 28-year-old centers that have been playing college basketball for 12 years.
I love it. Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. I'm gonna be short and sweet and simple here. I'm gonna pick Kentucky because John Calipari is a snake.
Yes. All right. I like that. I like Kentucky. Okay. Next up for me, where am I gonna go? Who really can root for a team named McNeese? Is it McNeese State or is it McNeese? I don't even know anymore.
McNeese State. Yeah.
Sometimes these ones have state in their name, and then they don't have state in their name. Memphis used to be Memphis State, now it's just Memphis. But I get confused by that, and I don't really need to root for a team named McNeese because it's just, I don't know, how does that sound? Go McNeese. No, I don't like that. Let's say McNeese is out. I just don't like the way that feels.
All right.
Josh, you're up.
I'm going to go with the Drake Bulldogs. There's too many Bulldogs in this tournament. I don't like their logo. Like I like the Samford logo. Like that's a cool Bulldog logo. I don't like Drake's.
You're right. If we're comparing Bulldog logos, Samford is definitely better than Drake's. We'll probably get the Samford, though, I'm guessing.
Now, wait a minute. I found this interesting because I thought the name of the school, Drake, would keep it in the tournament longer for our survivor because of Drake, the singer.
Although Drake, you know, the last thing we all want is Drake, who has to suddenly become a fan of any team that's winning.
Uh-huh.
If Drake goes on a Cinderella story, he's going to try to claim it as his own. Even though he's like a Kentucky fan. Okay, that was actually on my board. So I am next going to go with Kansas. Kansas has won enough, and it's a big blue blood program. Listen, your football team's starting to become good, too. You don't get to be good at two sports. Get out of here, Kansas.
I like that. Kansas is gone. Kansas, by the way, they could actually get upset in the first round. They had some injuries they're dealing with, so we'll see where that goes with Kansas. All right, you mentioned them a little while ago. I mean, do we really need the confusion between Samford and Stanford in this NCAA tournament? I mean, Samford, Stanford, right? They sound the same. I think they both have red, I think. So I'm going to eliminate Samford because I just don't like the fact that it's too much like Stanford, and I don't want people to get confused. I'm eliminating Samford out of my bracket.
Well,
Josh,
the Bulldogs didn't last very long. I'm going to go with...
There is another Bulldog.
Let's see. There is another Bulldog, but you know what? I'm going to do it just because you said it. I'm going to go with Gonzaga. They get away with too much. 25 wins? Like, what conference are you playing in? Like, that's insane. Or what league? Like, it's just...
Join a real conference.
Yeah.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Get some real competition, and then we'll talk. Like, you're a 5 seed, and I just... No.
All right, I'm going to pick...
At least did you say it right? At least you said Gonzaga. They're called Gonzaga. The Zags, but it is Gonzaga.
That's stupid, too. That's why they should be eliminated. All right, I'm gonna eliminate Texas here because I need Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy as locked in and focused. I need to eliminate all distractions as they prep for the NFL draft. The last thing I need is their alma mater winning, going deep in the tournament. Get Texas out of here.
Midwest region, 7-seed Texas out. They play against Colorado State. All right, I am going to just go against Akron here and eliminate them simply because they are in the MAC against UB, and you know UB didn't make it, and UB didn't have a good year this year, so I'm just going to eliminate the MAC team. I know that's probably, people are going, why would you do that? You should keep them around. We want the MAC to win. No, I don't. I don't really have any love for Akron whatsoever. If UB was in there, I would totally not eliminate them, but I'm going to eliminate Akron off this, and plus they're called the Zips. The Zips. It's a pretty cool name, but I could have. All right, the Akron Zips are gone. They're out of here.
The Zips are gone.
You're zipping out of here.
That was my next pick simply because of their name. Like the Zips, what is that? Like, come on now. That's
it's a kangaroo, isn't it?
That doesn't make any sense. Be the Akron Jacks or something like that, then.
Right? Or the Akron Joey's. Kangaroos.
Right.
Kangaroos. That would have been good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Mississippi State for my next pick, just simply because Michigan State's my team, and you know, don't want to see them lose. Probably shouldn't have said that now. Now they're going
to
be gone.
Now that we know Michigan State's your team, I think they just went higher on our board to eliminate them.
What's funny is it doesn't matter because that was going to be my next pick anyway. I was going to pick Michigan State. Tom Izzo, settle down. Sit on the bench and watch the game and coach from the bench. The guy is always running around and screaming, and he's shoving his own players too once in a while, which is way over the line. Tom Izzo, Michigan State, get out of here.
I like it. Yeah, I would eliminate them fairly quickly as well. Guys, I'm going to eliminate South Dakota State. South Dakota State. They are. Let me see where they're playing here.
What do they ever do?
Right. Anyway? Well, here's what it's what they don't do. It's South Dakota. What is in South Dakota? I mean, can you even name the? Do you guys know the capital of South Dakota?
Oh, I used to be amazing at capitals, and I don't even. Is it Billings? No, that's Montana.
No,
that's not even the capital of Montana.
It's Pierre, South Dakota.
Never would have got
that's
there.
That's the capital.
Therefore,
South Dakota State. Plus, they're playing Paul Hamilton's Iowa State team. Mm-hmm. I'm eliminating South Dakota State, the East Region number 15 seed.
I'm going with St. Peter's next. The Peacocks have had too much of the limelight lately. Like, yeah, cool. You had a cool story last year, but hey, get out of here.
Yep. All right.
Next Cinderella story. Let's go.
All right, I am going to go with another 15 seed. I'm going to go with Long Beach State because their nickname is Beach.
No!
Long Beach State.
I thought you would keep them because of that.
It's any form of creativity whatsoever.
But what about the story with the coach? He's coaching for free. That's the guy that got fired.
Remember that guy that got fired and then they got into the tournament?
He's a scab. Get out, Long Beach State.
That's amazing. The Long Beach State Beach. Yeah, you go to their profile page, it says it right there.
Also, they're not going to win anyway. Beach. We don't want to be rooting for a 15 seed just to be... we know 99% we're probably going to be let down.
Long Beach State is out. All right, so I know this is going to be a very not popular pick with my good friend Tim Benz. I'm eliminating Duquesne.
The Dukes.
Can they at least spell their name right?
Duquesne.
I mean, Duquesne. I mean, this is not... It's Duquesne.
Yeah.
Like nobody, if you can't spell the name of the school correctly on the bracket, you need to be eliminated from the bracket. I'm eliminating Duquesne.
It almost looks like it should be. It's like a French word, which would be pronounced differently, like Duquesne or something like that. Duquesne.
Right.
Like the, I don't think they're pronouncing it right in any language.
What we were at the Sabres game like a couple weeks ago and. The name Desjardins, like what? It's all the same, and you say it differently, right?
Right.
Like Derek Roy, but Patrick Wah.
Yep.
Right? So it depends on, you know, how you want to say it, which is fine. I don't want to care about that with Duquesne, so I'm going to get him out of here.
All right. Josh?
I'm going to go with, let's go with Nevada. I don't know why. I just don't like their logo. Like it looks kind of blah. And like the Nevada Wolf Pack. Like there's already a couple other Wolf Packs.
I got a reason for you too. The Nevada sports fans had a pretty darn good couple of years here with the Golden Knights, and they're getting teams in every sport. They don't need a good college team too. I'm gonna go with.
our Twitter feeds. People are having fun with this as well. I'm getting. GIFs, GIFs, one of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Somebody said, people are mad at me about North Carolina. We got somebody tell me rubber is made in Akron, the Zips. Shoe manufacturer, tell me all about the, They tell me all about the Zips and why we should not eliminate them. This is fun. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right. What was the last one? I'm sorry. Who was the last one eliminated?
Last one was Nevada.
Nevada, thank you. Yeah, you guys made some good points.
I feel bad for doing this because I'm kind of reaching into the past to eliminate this team, but I'm going to go with Arizona here because Sean Miller was one of the most unlikable coaches, I think, in college basketball. There were FBI probes into Sean Miller for some of the things that he was doing. Also, would sweat through shirts like no coach I've ever seen in my life. I know he's not the coach anymore, but I can't look at Arizona without being reminded of Sean Miller, so I want Arizona out.
Arizona eliminated. I think we're down to, we got like 20. We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll get into our final, you know, whatever that might be for today. Final four, maybe final six for today. Boy, this is tough. Where am I looking here? Where am I looking? What do I want to do?
It's getting, you're running out of reasons to hate teams.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, like, I don't need a reason. I'm just going to eliminate Oakland. They're just Oakland, right? Oakland, the Raiders. Now, if you don't know, Oakland is also the area where University of Pittsburgh plays. It's called Oakland, so they call it the Oakland Zoo, which is confusing. So this isn't Pittsburgh. This is Oakland out west, I think. And Oakland, unfortunately, is probably also losing their football team after they just lost their baseball team. They're going to lose their baseball team, and today they lose their basketball team in NCAA Survivor on WGR.
I think I'm just checking something real quick. This will be, I think, a further reason to eliminate them. Okay, Oakland University plays.
Wait, am I wrong?
In Auburn Hills, Michigan.
There you go. See, I didn't even know. I thought it was Oakland out in the California.
Yeah, they're not even really Oakland. They're Michigan. Oakland, Michigan. Get out of here.
What a horrible job on my part to not even know where Oakland was located. I thought it was in Oakland, California. I knew it wasn't Oakland in Pennsylvania.
But see, this is the reason. What just happened to you is the reason they need to be eliminated, because they are misleading America for the next couple of days.
Yes. My apologies to everybody who knew that. My geography was wrong, but at the same time, I bet you a lot of people listening are just learning this for the first time.
Yeah. Josh, you're up.
I'm going to go with, in the same vein here, do either of you guys know where Creighton University is?
I'm not sure.
It's in Nebraska, I believe.
It's in Omaha, Nebraska, and the road that it's like leading up to the university is called California Plaza. So it's like, first of all, where is Creighton? Second of all, you're in Omaha, and then your street that's going through the center of your campus is California? Like, come on. No. Get out of here.
All right.
So Creighton, by the way, whose coach's last name is McDermott, Greg McDermott.
Either of you have a problem with Staten Island in general? Is there a reason I should not like Staten Island?
I don't really have a problem with Staten Island.
Right. No, I feel like I don't hear great things.
I can today if you want me to.
You know, Wagner, 16 seed. We're going to get rid of Wagner. Yeah. They are from Staten Island. I guess I don't need to hate them because of the Staten Island part of it. Big city team. They're not, and you know, we don't need to pick a team at the end here that isn't going to win. So let's get Wagner out.
Who's the most famous Wagner? Robert Wagner? Actor?
Robert Wagner, the actor, is who? That is...
He was in Heart to Heart, if you ever saw that. Bobby Wagner, yeah.
Yeah,
Robert. Towering Inferno, a lot of those like 80s and 70s movies. He was in the Austin Powers trilogy,
I still see him in movies, and he's 94.
I assumed he wasn't even alive. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, he's the number one ranker.com. This is funny. This site, they just rank things. Number one all time on ranker.com for the most famous Wagners is Robert Wagner. So there you go.
Yeah, see? There you go. All right, we got 10 left. We'll come back. We'll do it. We'll eliminate till we get to one team we're going to root for today in the NCAA tournament. WGR's Extra Point Show Survivor. All right, let's get connected with our fans because we had a few people tweet in about the most famous Wagners. Eric says Richard Wagner, a famous classical music composer, probably the goat of Wagners. And Carl, oh yeah, Onus Wagner, right? How could we forget Onus Wagner? Thank you very much for all of that. That's getting connected with our fans. And every time we do that, it is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Josh Schmidt. We have 10 teams left in our NCAA Survivor. Let me run through the final 10. Morehead State, Illinois, Oregon, South Carolina, Colorado State, Iowa State, NC State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and Washington State. We are eliminating them one by one based on whatever the heck we want and getting to one final team we are all going to root for today. I will start with the final 10, and I'm going to go right to the Illinois Fighting Illini. Guys, a couple reasons here. Number one, get your own damn colors, all right? You have Syracuse colors. You have Auburn colors. I'm sick of seeing and getting confused by who's who out there. Secondly, have you looked at the football coaches on their side of who they've had? Ron Zook, Lovie Smith, Brett Bielema. Yeah, lots of reasons for me to eliminate Illinois right here. I should have done it earlier.
All right. I'm going to go with NC State next, simply because they play in Raleigh. Mm. You know who else plays in Raleigh? The Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah,
never, ever forget
2006.
Love it.
Good, good, good. Good on you, Josh.
I am going to go next with 11 seed Oregon. Kick them out because one of the famous NBA, maybe not too famous, but Dylan Brooks went to Oregon, alumni from there. He is the most annoying NBA player in the sport. There is so much trash talk from this dude that he doesn't back up, and he went to Oregon, so I'm kicking Oregon out.
My brother's really mad now. He went to Oregon. He's an Oregon Ducks fan. He texted me the other night when they got in. He's like, quack, quack. That's a reason, though, right? That every time Oregon wins, my brother literally texts me the word quack.
That would be annoying.
That happens.
Yeah.
I am going to eliminate Morehead State. All right? If I'm correct here, I think Phil Simms went to Morehead State. Like, that's where he went to college.
Okay.
And I know that's a football reference here, but I don't really have any reason to like or dislike them in basketball. They do nothing for me. Morehead State, yeah, I mean, what even seed are they? I have to look at where they're playing today. I have not much of a chance to
win,
I don't think.
They're a 14, so that's tough.
There you go. So, you know what? Morehead State will... plus, I think, like, looking at all the ones on here... okay. I'm going to eliminate Morehead State here. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Washington State next. There are far too many Wildcat, you know, mascots and things like that. I looked up how many Wildcat mascots there are in college sports, and it takes 3 scrolls on the page to get through all of them. I mean, there's got to be like 40 mascots here. Just get unique. Figure something else out.
All right. I'm going to go with... All right, you know what, Hamilton? Your guys are out. Iowa State. Gone. Gone from the tournament.
Wow.
Kick them out.
I thought that was going to make it to the end.
I don't have a reason. So I don't dislike Paul or anything. Just, you know, he doesn't want us on the bandwagon. That's his thing, right? Like, he wants to be the guy to puff his chest out when Iowa State wins it all. He doesn't need us for that.
I like it. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go with Colorado State. They were in the first 4. They had their little bit of shine. Don't need them really shining up, you know, the rest here. Colorado State, nice job. I like the fact that they, you know, kind of did what they did to Virginia. But if I have to choose between the two Colorado schools, Colorado or Colorado State, I'm going to choose Colorado. So therefore, I don't like Colorado State as much. So I'm going to eliminate the Colorado State Rams.
We're getting towards the end here, aren't we?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
there's...
Yeah, Primetime doesn't coach them. He coaches Colorado.
There's like, what, 4 teams left
eliminated
at this point?
Are we at 4?
We are down to our final 3.
Final three. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
South Carolina, Texas Tech, and Tennessee. I'm done. This is you, Josh, and then Joe gets to choose the final team we're going to root for today.
Okay.
Let's go with... I'm between two here. Let's go with Texas Tech. I don't know. I don't know
Raiders.
What it is about them, but like... If you're the Red Raiders, have a cooler logo. Like, you have just 2 T's stacked on top of each other. Like, get better. I don't know. I've been saying that a lot, but like, it's just, you know.
Can I give you a really good reason to eliminate them?
Yes. Oh,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. I didn't even think about that. There it
yep.
is. That's the top reason.
All right. So I am picking who we're rooting
this
for
is it,
between
Joe.
Tennessee and Washington State.
No, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Washington State was already eliminated.
Washington State was already
it's down to 2, Joe. It's up to you. Whichever one you choose here.
So South Carolina.
Tennessee or South Carolina, that is who we, as a Extra Point Show group, will root for today in the NCAA tournament.
Whew. All right. I am going to eliminate... All right. I have a good reason for why I'm going to eliminate one of these teams. I just want to triple check that I'm right on the record before I say it. I am going to eliminate South Carolina. The reason in which I am doing that is they're probably going to win the women's tournament. They are South Carolina on the women's side is undefeated, 32-0, and are minus money to win the whole thing. Like they are favored over the field. So they've probably already got a lot of happiness coming their way on the other side. And Nashville is my favorite city to visit. And I know Tennessee University is not in Nashville. I think it's in Knoxville.
It's Knoxville, yeah.
But close enough. I love
Johnny Knoxville. Did you ever watch Johnny Knoxville? Jackass?
I wasn't really into those, but I enjoyed them. It was enough. Okay. But I love the state of Tennessee. I love going there. So I am going to pick the Volunteers as our team to root for. And there are two seeds, so you get a pretty good shot here.
That's right. This Tennessee Volunteers. Peyton Manning's team. What other Tennessee Volunteers can we get? Peerless Price.
Yep.
Tennessee.
All-time NBA players, I'm trying to think of, that went to Tennessee. Bernard King went to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. There's not really a long line of famous NBAers or basketball players, though.
The only issue is we got to wait till 9:20 tonight to root for them.
Ooh. I think
they play a late game.
Did I just make a critical mistake because I just picked a conflict against the Sabre game?
No, I think it's good. You're already staying up to watch the Sabres game. I could look at it both ways.
That's fair. Grant Williams.
Go Tennessee. You know what? You know who's going to really like that? Matty Glab. Matty Glab went to Tennessee.
There you go. They have good colors.
There you go.
I like their colors.
And they're orange. I do like Tennessee. I like the checkerboard, the end zone, the ends of the court are checkerboard.
Yeah.
I'm with this. Let's go Tennessee Volunteers today. Thanks for playing along, NCAA Survivor. All right. We have Ben Ostro coming up next. Now, Ben is with Football Zebras, and we're going to talk about the new rules proposals for the NFL that are on the table at the owners' meetings coming up next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.